Are you looking for a book to boost your child's self-esteem and image? Listen to what six-time Emmy Award winner and Nobel Peace Prize nominee Shawn Duperin has to say about the Journey of Joy children's book series. She says, quote, "It's inspiring to find a children's book series that gets to the heart of why we're here and to enjoy life's journey. It is truly compelling. It reinforces your child's strong sense of self, the essence of what every parent wants for their precious child. I highly recommend," end quote. The four inspiring and beautifully illustrated books in the Journey of Joy children's book series, authored by Beth Donnelly and Dagny Grant, can be found on Amazon.com. Sharing the wisdom of positive I Am statements, these books are titled I Am Enough, I Am Unique and Awesome, I Am Great, and I Am Brave. Pick up a set for the children in your life today. Just go to Amazon.com and enter Journey of Joy series. That's Journey of Joy series. Welcome to the Echoes of the Universe radio show, brought to you by Matrix Productions. Conscious conversations with Dagny Grant and Beth Donnelly, sharing thought-expanding moments to nourish your soul.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Echoes of the Soul Radio. I'm Beth Donnelly, and I'm here with my co-host, Dagny Grant. And we are just super excited to interview two amazing women today, Petra Nicole, emotional energy coach and author, and Candia Sanders, international medical intuitive, high-frequency healer, and author. And each of these amazing ladies are successful entrepreneurs, and we will find out more about how they decided to organize their high-octane Zen workshop together. But first, here is a little info about each of them individually. As I mentioned, Candia Sanders is an international medical intuitive and high-frequency healer. She is also author of Soul Rays, Discover the Vibratory Frequency of Your Soul, and The Adventures of Jack Starr, a children's story. She has been an intuitive since childhood and was given the gift of healing in the late 90s. Adding healing into her intuitive work, she connects with people globally on every topic from health, career, relationships, to soul purpose. Additionally, Candia teaches numerous classes and workshops around the country, and she lives off-grid near Mount St. Helens with her Malamute and Lynx Point cat. So that sounds pretty exciting. And now Petra Nicole is an emotional energy coach who helps you unravel and unveil the patterns of your life story so that you can live life to your highest potential. Petra's comfortable and unique process of having you talk through your story enables you to clearly see how particular patterns have influenced the overall theme of your life. Petra's passion and purpose is to help all those she serves to see how these specific patterns create significant lessons that become a positive influence for personal light and good, even in the midst of much darkness, despair, and grief. Petra is the author of Petra's Ashes, Quantum Transformations, The Seven Insights, as well as her inspiring edition in the new upcoming book with Jack Canfield, The Big Secret. So exciting. So before I bring both of them onto the show, here is my co-host, Dagny Grant. Hey, Dagny, how are you doing today?
Hey. You know, life is good. I find myself being happy for no reason today, which is a pretty fun place to be. I'm really looking forward to speaking with Petra and Candia today. I think that the four of us share this passion, which is a fun, energetic thing to get the four of us together in a room, so to speak, even though we're not in the same cities. But I think we share a passion for coaching people about how our energy shapes our lives and our health, happiness, our general experiences, and that's it's a unique kind of topic to to be able to share with people. And so it's fun to have these like-minded, amazing women on the show today. I'm really looking forward to hearing what they have to say and what they're up to.
Yes, definitely. Me too. And you're right. You know, it is kind of all about energy, vibration of emotion affecting people energetically and in their health and well-being, and the idea of the awakening of the intuitive sense and your ability to connect with your inner spirit. This is all super stuff that we always enjoy talking about. And I'm going to just bring on our two guests right now. So combining their talents, Petra and Candia have created a fun, uniquely inspiring, high-octane experience. Yay. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's start out with how did you meet and come together to design this amazing workshop? Do you want to start out, Candia?
It was called Magic, probably. I met Petra back in the fall of last year, and it was through a series of what you would think would be random events, but of course they were very specific. A woman showed up on the airplane next to me, and we got to talking, and I explained to her what I did a little work on her while we were on the plane. And then she said, oh, you have to meet my wonderful friend. And then the connection was that I had already received an email from Petra several months before, and I go, ooh, I really like this woman, because you get so many emails, right? You get so many, and you kind of delete, and I kept hers. And then I meet this woman who then knows her, and then she shows up at a show I was doing, and, of course, her boyfriend is a man I've known for 10 years, and his best friend I've known for 5 years, and his friend's girlfriend has been my good friend for 12 years. It's like one of those magic moments, and when she and I got together, there was just this energy.
Oh. Yeah, it was definitely nothing short of magical. So I'm so blessed to have met Candia. And we remind each other each time we have conversations how really extraordinary this bringing together by the universe was for us. Because now we get to do some retreats together, and it's just super fun. So thanks for having us on the show, by the way. I'm really glad to be here again.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Yes.
Yeah, we interviewed not too long ago about her book, Petra's Ashes, and it was so wonderful to hear about it, and we're going to hear about all kinds of other new things today. And so let's start with Candia. Tell us about your book, Soul Rays, and what are soul rays?
Soul Rays came about from working with people for, you know, a long time. And what's so much fun about this, you can't make this stuff up, right? And I started asking people about their frequencies when I started reading. And then the frequencies started showing up, and they were colors. And they then started corresponding to different parts of the body. And then it became a window into a person's story. So I started cataloging the frequencies, the rays, which there are 12 soul rays. I mean, think about it. There are 12 astrological signs living on the other side. You get to pick your date stamp as to when you want to be born. Well, I feel that there's also this frequency of your soul ray that you get to choose. Now, it's different than an aura. An aura changes from your personality, from your moods, whereas the soul ray is like being a Leo or a Virgo. It's not something that you change. You work within that realm to fine-tune it. There are wonderful aspects, and there are shadow sides. And I started cataloging, like I said, and then go, wow, this person's the blue, and this person's green. And then I started noticing all the attributes that corresponded to that. And then I wrote it down because it was just too good. It was like, wow, this is so much fun. And what I did was I intentionally didn't read anything about soul rays, because there are other books out there and information on the rays, but I specifically decided just to listen to the information that I was given, and that's how the book came about. So whenever I do a reading, for example, if you're up for it, ladies, I will give you your soul ray. That's how it all developed. So, Beth,
I would love
if you're
that.
Up for this,
you know,
okay, let's
you know,
go.
It's interesting.
Okay.
The what? I'm sorry.
I'm absolutely up for that. I just wanted to say that it's, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I envisioned from your description was that it was kind of like the sacred geometry of a person's life path and aura, and when you take all of that into a, and of course the, you know, the connection with the universe and the solar system and things, that the, there's a sacred geometry, there's a hologram that's part of all of that, and that was kind of how I saw the soul rays coming out from our 3D being to the, you know, to kind of our 5D and above existence. Is that, am I close?
That's beautiful. That's absolutely a beautiful description of it, because it's, think about the sacred geometry around us and then amplify that with color and frequency, and you're dialed. And the best thing is that it changes every lifetime, because I don't want to be a Cancer every lifetime, or a Virgo or whatever. I want to change so that I can get the full experience. And I believe that that's what happens with the soul ray experience as well, is it changes and evolves as we do as souls. So then, okay, Beth, let's see. You, my dear, are an indigo. Let me see if you have a halo, and I'll explain halos. No, you're all indigo. And then I'm going to, indigo, you know, the indigo came into our vocabulary back in the 90s about the indigo children. Well, the indigos have been on the earth, from my perspective, for a long time. Maybe not in high numbers, but they have infiltrated. For example, the founders of our country were indigo people. They were very much the visionaries to set our sights on a higher principle for this country. And you also have taken on that ray. It's about being corresponding to your third eye. It's truly about being the visionary, being ahead of time, and bringing in the spirituality. The shadow of that is learning how to stay grounded, because visionaries want to be up in the clouds and up in the astral. It's so much more fun hanging out here. So learning how to stay grounded is a challenge for visionaries. The aspects that go with it corresponds to the brain. So there can be issues, you know, the shadow side can be with the brain. And indigo foods or purple foods are very good to support the system. So in the afternoon when you're starting to tank, you can reach for some, you know, B drinks, you know, the blue foods, which are rich in B vitamins, and it helps support the whole system. So you are only an indigo. You chose one frequency versus two frequencies because you really wanted to focus on expanding your spirituality and your awareness of the world and awareness of the universe. Let's put it that way. And Dagny, this is, let's see where you are. You have two. You chose to have a halo. A halo is, imagine a globe of light around you, and the outside exterior has a different color, an outline, and so that outline is a 10 to 20% influence over the course of your life, so you chose to have two frequencies to vibrate within. Just, you know, makes the focus a little more broad. And let's see, you also are an indigo. That's probably why the two of you have come together and done such great work in your books. Your books, by the way, sound fantastic. I wish I had a child. I don't even have any friends who have little children right now. They sound wonderful. What a great addition to the planet. Love it. You know, five
Thank
stars
you
guys.
So much.
But that's the visionary part of both of you that have come together and tag team to create this wonderful synergy together. But you also have a halo of, and I've got to double check what it is. Oh, you're the blue ray. So you've got a blue, so you've got the purple indigo, you know, main color, and then the halo around you is blue, which corresponds to your throat, which corresponds to communication. So you're a visionary communicator. So wonderful, wonderful combination between the two of you. Now, the blue rays correspond to the throat chakra. Now, what's interesting about blue rays, it's the number one ray on the planet right now, and that's why we have so much communication, emails, text. You know, we over-communicate, but it's what's changing the planet. It's a wonderful thing. But blue rays also have their challenges. They are the comedians. They are the politicians, the teachers. but they're also the ones, because it corresponds to the thyroid meridian, most likely to go down the rabbit hole of despair, despondency, depression, and addiction. So there might be something along that line that may have been on the outskirts of your world, you know, in terms of, oh, I'm addicted to shopping, or I'm addicted to, you know, the internet or whatever. It's the
right.
same thing. It's just a level of awareness that you just have to dial into. My as an example, my son, my older son, completely creative soul, his addiction is to the gym. And he will, you know, it's like, stop, you're mainlining the gym, you have other things to do. So there are many levels of addictions, right? So that's just the blue ray. So between the two of you, wonderful energy. So again, there are 12 different rays that correspond to different parts of the body, and it's a window into a reading that I do with people. Then I can see what's going on with them physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Well, that's
well,
really
thank
fun.
You for
so tell us. Yeah, thank you. So tell us, and for our audience, who some of them may have only heard of auras, but really aren't. Don't really understand how a person sees auras. Can you kind of describe how you see people's auras for folks?
Well, auras, of course, are the energy field around our body. They can be picked up through cameras. It first was created back, I think, in the 30s, the Carillion camera, and they started seeing the energy patterns around people, around trees, around rocks, et cetera, et cetera. And it picks up this frequency. Imagine a bubble and how it becomes luminescent in the sunlight. Well, that's essentially what happens around our body. This energy of light emits from us because it corresponds again to the emotional frequencies in our fields, as well as the ease and dis-ease of our bodies. But it's mostly emotionally based. And so when I look at people, I don't see them directly, but if I look at your energetic body, then I can see it. So it's not like I look at somebody and just dial into them immediately, because one, I think that's invasive. So when I'm walking around, I'm normal. But if somebody asks me, then I look. And then the soul ray is a different frequency. Imagine the blue man group, you know, that goes out and performs and they're painted in blue. To me, that's kind of how I see the soul ray. That's kind of a great example of visual for us to see the difference between a soul ray and an aura. So an aura is
really?
Something that is based on our emotions every day. So if you're happy, your colors are going to be a certain space or a certain, you know, rainbow. And then if you're angry or frustrated or anxious, the color shifts and change.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That only makes sense that it would follow the chakra system of the body, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. And the emotions, yeah. Well, so I was reading a little bit about you on your site, and you've known that you are an intuitive for a long time. I think since childhood, I was reading.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your intuitive sense? And I think you talked a little bit about berries and rocks. Is that true?
That's very true. I was with this wonderful woman who still is in my life. She is now going to be 88 this year, and she's truly been one of my mentors. I've been very, very fortunate, and we were out by the Santiam River here in Oregon, and we were looking at the flowers, and she explained, you don't want to pick these wildflowers because of the berries. And just that window opening, it's like, oh, well, there they are. Of course they are. And so there's another one. Of course they are. And so I didn't pick them, right? So it's like I just needed that nudge. I was fortunate.
Uh-huh.
I had awareness from the time I was about 9 months old. I have memories from then. And so, you know, I just came in with just a more open window, let's put it that way. And then when I was 6, I can tell you exactly the sunglasses I had on and the swimsuit where I was on the Santiam River. And I was throwing rocks in the river. And then I started hearing them tell me they didn't want to be in the river, that they really loved being in the sun. And I remember looking at my parents, they were down the river at the time, and I'm looking around my shoulders going, okay, who's talking to me here? And then they're saying, well, we are. So I put my hands gently, put the rocks back down, start petting them, and and let it go. You know, I didn't say anything to anybody because that just wasn't a normal thing. But I can tell you exactly, like I said, the cute little ruffled swimsuit I had on, it was definitely a poignant moment.
Uh-huh. How old were you when that happened?
I was six.
Six. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love
that.
I love that, though. You know, that's one of the things that we talk about pretty often is being born knowing and understanding the world that we're coming into, and then we kind of have that talked out of us through different people in our world, you know, handing us our I ams and our identities and what we think and how we feel about things. It's more about as we, you know, open up to awareness of the world we really live in is more unlearning things than learning new things. Actually, it's peeling off those layers that we were handed, that were kind of put on us. So that's really fun. I love hearing that childhood story. It's so fascinating how little kids think, isn't it? Oh, it's just so amazing.
Yes, that's why you wrote your books. That's why you wrote your books.
Yes, it's exactly why we wrote our books. is to try to assist them to not have other people give them their I ams when they're little, to just own their own identities. And yeah, absolutely.
So they can grow up with the idea that they are in control of how they feel about things.
Absolutely. Hey, one of the other things you guys talk about is diet and thoughts, and how what we consume and feed ourselves and our this being and what we feed it as far as our thoughts and our neural pathway synapses firing and what that feeds us, affecting our vibration and how that all kind of is creating our world. And so can you talk about that? Can you kind of define that for folks a little bit? Because I just think that's it's so important for our audience to understand how that all kind of comes together.
I've been doing this for a long time. I am like your, first of all, I'm a food Nazi, okay? So people either love me or hate me, you know, for those. Because to me, it's like you're here for a reason and you want to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. And what we put into our bodies is so essential. I mean, do people take their trucks and go fill them up with Coca-Cola? Of course not. But do we do that to our bodies? Absolutely. And when I work with people, and I've created a protocol through the years, I have a full worksheet and I go through all the systems of the body, including then the foods that vibrate for each person. Now, of course, you can. In fact, I just worked with a woman the other day that was so confused because her hormones were going off the charts. She's going through menopause, and she looked at this diet, and her doctor told her this and that. I said, okay, let's make it simple. Let's look at the frequencies of the food and the frequencies with your body. And I've been doing this for a long, long time, and it's amazing. I tell people to take a picture of themselves, and then 3 months later, take another picture of themselves and watch the transformation when they are willing, and that's the big one. If they are willing and disciplined enough to make the changes, to love themselves enough, to value themselves enough, to make the effort. And that's huge right there. I mean, so you have to go into the core of value, self-love, discipline, and willingness to do things. That's the root. Then the next thing is you go through the foods, because the foods all have vibration, and what works for Paige might not work for me, or vice versa. And then you get the foods that vibrate, and it may be a paleo, it may not be a paleo, it could be, it's tailored just for you. Then you eat accordingly to what your body wants and needs and deserves, let's put it that way, and you can watch the changes in your body. And I'll give you a wonderful example. Last summer, I worked with a man from Canada, and with men, you have to be very gentle, let's put it that way, because they don't necessarily want to jump on the bandwagon very quickly. Women are much more apt to say, sure, let's do this, and or to explore their greater aspects. I put him on, and I hate to use the word diet. I'd rather come up with some kind of new catchphrase that says, okay, this is your food frequency. And I put him on that, and this man was amazing. He said, okay, and he quit within 24 hours and just shifted everything. Within 3 months, actually 2 months, he dropped 20 pounds. And what it has done, it has staved off this huge arthritic issue that he'd been having in his body because of years and years of physical abuse, not to mention, you know, because he's real active, not to mention this food and alcohol. And he was told that he had this huge degenerative disc issue in his back, and he needed to come in every 3 months, and he's had to go in twice, and that's it. He hasn't been in for over 6 months because he changed how he did things. And it's phenomenal when you get on the bandwagon what you can do to alter and change and improve your health to a level that's where you're thriving, where you're literally thriving. It's exciting.
That,
I love that.
That is exciting, Sandia. So do you actually come up with a vibrational program, food program for everyone? And what is, do you have like three or four specific ones, or do you have to do it uniquely for everyone who comes to you?
Well, I actually prefer, I mean, I'd love to do big group things, of course, because teaching is so much fun. That's where Patricia and I have so enjoyed connecting on that level. But honestly, when it comes to this, I prefer working individually so that the person gets their own unique stamp, their own unique food frequency for them. Just because everybody is unique. Everybody's unique. And like, for example, somebody can eat buffalo and the next person can only eat vegetables. I mean, it's and I can't make this stuff up. I'm going, well, that's what your body wants. You know, there's no judgment on it.
Right. Okay, so my next question could be for both of you, because I know you both do readings. So what kind of readings do you each do?
Go ahead, Petra.
Well, I do energy readings with people and sacred contract readings. It's based on Carl Gustav Jung's work, of course, with archetypes and Carolyn Mace, who was also, like Candia, a medical intuitive. There is a wonderful book that backs all this. And so I love doing sacred contract readings and people realizing what the archetypes are and who the archetypes are in their family. So it really works well in my work with people to bring attention to an awareness of how we've created, of how we are born into the families and how we need to move our energy around. So this is very fun to get insights on that level for folks. Yeah.
And I know you also do Reiki, Petra. Do you, when you do energy readings and things like that, is that part of that process at all, or do you combine those at all?
You know, it's really funny. This morning my boyfriend was saying to me, he said, gosh, you do real subtle energy work with people. People don't even know that you're doing work with them. I was laughing. I said, you know, this is true. And Candia knows this, and you both know this. What that means is, you know, we're around people, and sometimes I may not say much, or I may not be very demonstrative with words or project what I do, but some energy is created with the heart of that other person that creates that beautiful flow of that figure eight, that infinity. And so when we're really in a place where we can create the foundation or hold the energy for them, if they're going through hard times, for example, or through a diagnosis of something, you know, we have to hold energy for people in that love space, in that continuum of love. And so, did I answer your question? I just went off on that.
No, that's
for our listeners out there. Petra is a friend of mine, and I certainly have experienced her subtle energy, and it is very helpful and very soothing. So, you answered that very nicely. So, what about you, Candia?
I started doing readings, ages ago. I was going to say hundreds of years ago. Thousands of years ago. Maybe even the Alexa, right? But now today, for example, when I look at both of you very quickly, very briefly, I just bring your energy up to me. I look at what you're, and this goes for everybody, I look at their soul rate frequency first. And then, like you said, I do a protocol and kind of move through, and this is basically on the medical side, and then move through the frequencies and then go through, because I can move bones and joints and things like that, so I go through and go through specific structure and then literally through every system in the body, go through the meridians, go through the chakras, see what's blocked, what's not, and then to look at the emotions that are stuck within that and where it's from, if there are carryovers from other lifetimes. It's pretty complete. You know, by the time you're done with the reading, you've gone through, you know, I've gone through a lot of things. People come to me for what I call my cosmic tune-ups, where they, you know, they've done a lot of work and then they just come back and do 15 minutes of tune-up work and then they feel refreshed and renewed. I have people that come to me for strictly for their financial, for their work, for their the employees that work with them, to people that come to me strictly for their relationships. And because bottom line, we all know that we're here for relationships, so I get that too. So I get a real cross current of everything, but even when somebody comes to me for their relationships, I still look at them physically, mentally, emotionally, and I have to, when somebody asks me, I go like, well, I got to work on you. I mean, you're right there. Let me just fix that neck for you real quick. You know how I do it.
And I can attest to that. I can attest to that because, Candia, we were sitting out at her cabin at this beautiful, beautiful river, and she did this extraordinary reading for me, and, you know, and went through everything, including don't use your cell phone and don't put it against your ear. Have a stylist. So,
yeah. That's good advice. Cosmic tune-ups. You get all you cosmic tune-ups. Okay.
Well, so when you're, I think that's interesting because I think it's something that people have heard, but I think that the idea that there is such a thing as a medical intuitive is something that a lot of folks would kind of roll their eyes at. You know what I mean? So can you just, like you talk about somebody's neck, for example, what do you experience when you sense that there's something going on with a person's neck, for example?
Oh, what I learned a long time ago is that I never experience any of it. I know that sounds kind of bizarre, but I keep it outside of myself, so I don't take on anybody's energy, anybody's story, because it's theirs. So I put them essentially in their soul ray light, and then I can just start seeing it. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you, it's really hard for me not to say something to someone. Like, and can I offer to help you? But what I've learned through years is that I don't do that. It's better for them to come to me or somebody suggest it, because the energy exchange just works better, because it's not my job to fix everybody, not my job.
Right.
So I look at that from that level, and then I can go in and say, C5 is off. How much sugar have you been eating lately? Da 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 da. And then I correct the vertebra and then hit the nerve and the nerve innervation on that and the nerve supply and then get it all rebalanced. And then I literally go through the whole spine. But when somebody's neck shows up, I'm going, and then I check discs and check all of the different aspects of it. So I really don't, it's funny, I don't take it on. I can see it rather than feel it.
And so gotcha. When you hit the vertebrae, you mean you energetically
realign them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would love, one of the things, I've been validated thousands of times now by the medical profession. I would love to have x-rays of somebody before and afterwards. I would love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So fascinating.
This is not
thought
would be my path.
Right.
Oh.
But I assume you have testimonials of folks that you've helped. So that's,
I've got tons.
Yeah.
If somebody
yeah.
called me, I could just have I could have them call 10 people right off the top. And what's great is people come back. Like the woman I just worked with the other day, I hadn't talked to her in 7 years. You know, people circle back. which is what is wonderful.
Right, as new things come up. Do you typically prefer to be in the same room with someone, or does that really matter?
99% of my work, I swear, is done over the phone because I work with people all over. So in the room, no. And truthfully, I work the same as I do in person as I do over the phone. When I was with Petra, she and I were sitting right next to each other, and I was looking at her, and, you know, her beautiful black flashing hair and eyes and all that. But I work with her energetically right in front of me and never touch her. So it's just how I work.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. So, well, you know, I love that stuff, and I know so does Beth. So thank you for just telling our audience a little bit more about how that all works and what that experience is, because I think a lot of folks in our tribe have heard and read about that kind of thing, but have not really talked to anybody about it. So it's always good to get a little bit more direct information and you know, kind of one-to-one clarification on that. So thank you. One of the things we've had you on the show before talking about your near-death experience and how that impacted your life and stuff the near-death experience is kind of tied with the emotional energy therapies that you provide. Is that correct? That NDE experience that you had is kind of a part of the unfolding of the emotional energy therapies that you do?
Well, yes, it is. And I was only 9 years old when this happened to me, and I was actually just watching some YouTubes yesterday of some NDEs, near-death experiences, and it was prompted by somebody sending me a beautiful, beautiful letter, a man who's been ill for a very long time, and he listened to my YouTube video on the first chapter of the book, which is called Comatose. And it brought me to tears. I mean, it really brought me to tears because he said he goes to sleep with this every night and it soothes his soul. And I felt just so glad that it was out there and for people that are suffering and gives them hope. And so for me, when kids go through NDEs, typically, you know, they become more intuitive, and I'm an empath, so I'm really, really sensitive to things, and maybe somewhat of an introvert because of it, and I have to force myself to be the extrovert, you know, and so using that insight, that when we become still enough, when humans become still enough and focused enough, everybody has, of course, that sensitivity. So it's not reserved for just a few people on the planet that have a gift, because it's not like that. Everybody can learn to be more intuitive and to understand their bodies and be empathetic to what people are feeling. But we're living in a world right now that's being so desensitized. Don't you think, you guys, that we're living in a world that is interfering with our frequency left and right between cell phones and microwaves and everything else that's going on? We're really having to watch that now. And so Candy and we decided to take people out in the country and put them through a Qi Builder far infrared experience. It's like a sweat lodge, and put them through a cold treatment and teach them how to eat properly. Teach people that food does impact you. You have to be careful. And so we're very, very excited about these retreats and working with people. And that's why we call it High Octane Zen, because you're going to come off of this retreat feeling like you're high octane, and it's a Zen energy that we're creating in that environment when people, you know, detox a little bit, but maybe not too much, and they're by a river out in nature. And I know, Beth, I think you've been to that house in Woodland before that we have on the river there, so I'm just very excited.
It sounds really beautiful. Actually, I've been at your house in Lake Oswego only, but you did have a Qi Builder there, right in your house there, and I did see that. It sounds very exciting. Can you guys talk a little bit more about this inner wilderness kind of context that this workshop is going to kind of promote it within people?
Yeah, it's a three-day retreat. So people can come in on Friday, or they can just do one day, or they can come for the full 3 days. And what we're going to be doing is, of course, some meditation and yoga, but mostly we're going to be working with the Qi Builder. It's an far infrared device that my boyfriend developed. He's the inventor of it. And in the middle, it has a rebounder, a trampoline. And so people get to a certain temperature and they start really sweating without getting too hot. And then we do these cold dunks with cold water with some ice. So you go quickly from the Qi Builder into the ice and then back in the Qi Builder. And what this will do is just really invigorate you. Weight loss is a big one, and really help people detox with just the foods that Candy and I eat. You know, we don't eat junk food ever. I mean, okay, occasionally you have you somewhere and you're eating a cake, and that's great. You know, I always have to pay for it. Like if I eat any kind of dairy, the next day I know my body isn't feeling that great because my body doesn't do well with dairy. You know, and or my body doesn't do well with meat. I was a vegetarian for 40 years. Now I eat some fish and sometimes a little chicken, but rarely. And so we're going to walk people through that experience, that they have the power to change the way they feel. They can access Qi Builder. They can do the cold therapy. They can change their diet. I mean, I love to go into people's cabinets and take out everything that is really bad for them. And I know sugar is on the first list. We all love sweets, but you know, and then we're doing Candy is offering readings, and we're doing soul rays. Candy will be working with people's soul rays. We're going to talk about what folks set as goals, fireside questions. There's a fire pit on the property near the teepee, so we're going to sit around and people can ask us questions. And I'll talk about the Seven Insights, a book that I'm in the process of publishing, that is a workbook people can take home with them. And so
wonderful.
Everything is included, breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, drinks, all that is included. And Candia, do you want to add what you are doing during the workshop?
In addition to everything she said, you know, we play off each other very well. Pedro does this, I do that, and we just have this wonderful way of kind of going from one element to another. And what I would like to add is, yes, food's going to be very important. For example, sugar. Do you know how sugar drops your immune system within 30 seconds? So we'll talk about that, those kinds of things. And I'd like to then individually go through everybody's diets. For those who are interested, not ironically, not everybody's interested. So it's open to whoever wants to do that. And then, of course, being in nature is huge. The whole nervous system drops just down to calm when you're in nature, when you're around trees and water. So that in
Absolutely.
Itself also is the bonus of the environment, yeah, in addition to the information. So that between the blue sky and the water and the trees, very zen, very calming, we're going to be hitting it hard with really great information and some exercise and, like she said, some yoga and food. And it's pretty action-packed full, but it's fun. It's lots of fun.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, and if any of the listeners on here right now, you know, if you need more information on it, you can go to CandiaSanders.com or PetraNicole.com. That's PetraNicole.com, and there all the details are listed. And I know Dagny built us a beautiful little link that's on your website as well, isn't it? So thank you for that. Thank you.
It is on our site, sure. And this is Friday through Sunday, September 8th through the 10th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Lewis River Retreat on Lewis River Road.
Exactly.
You can get all this information on both of these sites and also the one on the radio site. And I was looking at your overview about this high octane zen, and a lot of things that you know you covered so much of what's in it, and I appreciate that. I'm sure our listeners do too. And it talks about, in addition to what you've mentioned, multiple reality jumps and fearlessness. That sounds very intriguing. I was wondering, would one of you like to talk about those two things?
Well, the reality jump, when you're in the Qigong, you get a reality jump, let me tell you.
Oh.
It's like a modern-day sweat lodge experience. You might have some visions.
And the other thing is, the last one we did was at my place at Mount St. Helens, and there is a forest. It's an old, ancient cedar forest. And we went out there and connected in with the multiple realities out there. Again, very quiet, very peaceful. And Barry and all the gals that were there said that was their most favorite part of the whole event because of the multiple realities. That I set the tone by taking them on a visualization and then setting. They each get to pick and choose at that time a tree. And we'll be able to do the similar thing around Pedro's property and connecting with nature to open up those reality doors.
Beautifully said.
Yeah. It sounds beautiful. Okay, well,
Since I talked to you guys last, I know for somewhere on my website, I still must have the information that I'm about to publish a book with Jack Canfield, but that book is actually out now. So I must have still information out there that I'm working on it, but it is actually out. So I'm feeling really blessed to go down to Los Angeles in September. I get to walk the red carpet for a red carpet event. I've never been to one of those, so that's going to be fun. So,
congratulations for that. That's really fun.
Absolutely.
Dagny, I want to see you. Maybe when we get to meet up. Well, take you out to lunch or dinner.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? Let me know when that is. That would be really fun. That's very exciting, by the way. This new book that you've written is very cool, and you both are authors, and Kandia, you have this book Soul Rays, and did you have another book as well at this point, Kandia?
I have another one. It's a children's story. It's a magical story of children.
Right.
So I totally get the children's book aspect, and older, 8 to 10 year old age group, and it's all set in Hawaii, and it's around all the mystical, magical events and the spiritualism of the islands.
I love it.
Oh,
that
wonderful.
Is so much fun. Yeah, that's
yeah,
so
it's
great.
A great
just,
book.
You know, letting kids think and be outside the box for a little while, live in some fantasy for a while is really fun. You know, getting kids away from the TV and away from the video games and away from social media and stuff to actually, visualize and live in a world that is teaches them something is really fun. So I appreciate that. And that's right. Well, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about a little bit, back to your retreat for a second, is, and again, everybody, we are talking right now to Petra Nicole and Kandia Sanders, and they are doing this amazing retreat in September called the High Octane Zen Retreat in on the Lewis River. Is that right? In Oregon? Is that correct?
Yes. It's actually
it's
Washington,
in Washington
Woodland, right past Vancouver. It's not very far past, well, like 30 minutes from the airport, really, in Portland. So,
Woodland, Washington.
Mm-hmm. Woodland, Washington.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Very good. So one of the things that, you know, that I think is so cool about what you guys have put together is that a lot of people have, you know, are kind of aware of self-care and, you know, have kind of a basic understanding of how that would serve them. But you guys really do a deep dive into kind of the talking about, doing meditation and yoga, that whole teaching, the combination of mindfulness and movement and nourishment and and energy with the Chi Builder, and how all of that kind of comes together for a whole holistic picture of how our lives can basically transmute into something that is so much more than we may be living in our kind of day-to-day experience. And I think that's a really awesome thing that you guys are doing. And we would really encourage everybody to take a look again at their websites at PetraNicole.com and KandiaSanders.com, and you'll find the link to the event there. Also, when you're listening to this show online, you'll see the single link specifically to the event. That's tiny.cc/octane, and that will take you right to the event page for this upcoming event. I wanted to talk about, the time is going so fast, but I wanted to talk just a second about this Chi Builder, because it seems like it's really an important element in your event, and it sounds really amazing. So does this create both heat and cold? Or is the Chi Builder heat, and then you pour cold water to bring the cold element in?
Yes, so it is a far infrared sauna, but it's built like a sweat lodge environment, so it's round. And in the middle is a trampoline Chi Builder. It's a trampoline rebounder that you can jump on and get your heart rate up. But infrared saunas typically take you about to 120 degrees, so you're not like in a regular sauna, you can kind of get winded and tired. This is very different. You can stay in it for quite a long time. And so what we've learned now is that between the cold and hot therapy, people can realize a lot of healing and a lot of transformation takes place in the body. I do this every day now. I go in the Chi Builder and then I get out of my deck and jump in the lake. And I can, you know, whatever is going on, I mean, I can get over it in an hour or two if I have a cold or something. And so I hardly ever get sick because these therapies keep me so healthy. And I just, I think that people are afraid of the cold, but when they're coming from a heat environment like the Chi Builder, it's easy to do a quick cold dunk. It's almost like you're getting in water with some ice. And so we have a little tub outside of the Chi Builder, and we have three Chi Builders in Lewis River at the house, so people can go in and out every 10, 20 minutes or so, and so everybody gets a chance to use it throughout the day, and it just really, the vibration of the Chi Builder with the far infrared panels, we all know what far infrared does now. It can heal people's backs. It helps with skin issues and all kinds of situations. Plus, we use essential oils and LED lights inside it. So it's really interesting.
Well, and one of the other things about the trampoline that a lot of people are not aware of is when we're on those mini trampolines, it does a complete draining of our lymphatic system, and it is so incredibly healthy for people to do those mini trampolines. To include the infrared and then the cold is just, I'm sure it's just magical. I would love to experience that.
Yes.
Very, very cool. You know, we have just enough time, I think, to elegantly ask you guys if you had some final thoughts that you wanted to share with our audience today, just something you wanted to leave folks with, what would that be? And let's start with you, if you don't mind, Kandia. If you had some final thoughts you wanted to share with folks, what would it be?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, there's so many questions that need to be answered, right?
I know.
In terms of what is the, you know, something that to think about is we, you, I, me, whatever, you, all of us, we are the center of the universe. We are it. So if everybody were to start looking at themselves instead of looking outside of themselves and pointing fingers, and looking at every situation that comes our way is something that we've created, and we have the ability to change that by looking within ourselves, then magic truly starts happening. To me, it's that simple. Even though it's incredibly complicated when our life seems so overly full and rich, but every experience is here to be a wonderful teacher and a wonderful opportunity. And when it gets down to it, we're really here to have fun and enjoy, but we've forgotten that in all the drama. So if everybody were to bring it back to themselves, the world would change.
That's great. Looking into your inner spirit, that's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Petra. Yeah.
Well, I'm just in bliss these days. I don't know why. Maybe getting older makes you a little bit more blissful. I don't know. But it's summertime, and, you know, the world is beautiful. I'm looking so forward to these retreats. I hope a lot of people join us and take advantage of this chance to meet Candia and work with her and get to know what the Chi Builder is, etc. And I know that for anybody listening right now and interested, you can call us and ask questions if you have any more questions. And we just look so forward to meeting new people too, who are reaching out about perhaps they have, you know, some issues that they like to get over, or they need to change their diet and they need some help. You know, it's important that we reach out to each other, and that would be my message for the day. It's just ask for help and reach out.
That's great, Petra. And I loved what you said about looking for the good and the beautiful, and you see it. You constantly see that. So I think that's a wonderful idea for everyone as well. And I just want to thank you, ladies, for, you know, all the energetic work that you do. Oh, you're welcome, and thanks to everybody. Really, thank you, Dogme.
Thank you
to our guests, to our people listening out in the audience, and so happy that you guys are able to be on the show today. So,
thank you for having
us.
Thank you.
We are grateful.
Have a wonderful day, Dogme and Beth.
Yeah. You too, and thank you again, and have a great time at your retreat in September.
Thank you.
Everybody, check this retreat out. Check out these websites. You know, grab your best buddy and register for this, because it'll be really fun to do with a friend too, or just go by yourself and meet new friends. What the heck, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, like Beth said, we, you know, appreciate our all of you, our audience. We appreciate you so much, and thank you for tuning in. And we hope to have you join us again next week on Echoes of the Soul Radio, brought to you by Matrix Productions. And until then, peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Echoes of the Universe. Join us again for conversations that inspire you to realize your endless possibilities. Same time, same station, same universe.